ChipChat is moving iTunes channels. Visit our website at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm and click on the link for iTunes to subscribe to the new feed. Welcome to ChipChat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
And we're back live from San Francisco. I'm Allison Klein, and this is Chip Chat. This is day three of live casts from the Intel Developer Forum. We just had a fantastic conversation with Pauline Nist, where she spelled out the trend around Hadoop as a unstructured big data tool that has been gathering quite a bit of attention. We've been talking about it for the past year, so I guess that's quite a bit of attention. And we're back with Prabha Ganapathy, who also works on our big data team. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is your first time on Chip Chat,
yes.
So congratulations being an exciting guest to the Chip Chat program live. Prabha, why don't you talk a little bit about what you do at Intel?
So Allison, I am focused very much today on big data and, you know, what we are doing for customers around that and, putting our marketing around that. And my background, actually, I come from a solution background. I, you know, started in a consulting kind of environment. So That's where, you know, I'm bringing a lot of that into this role and really looking at the full portfolio of what Intel offers, our hardware and software and services, and how we bring value to the market.
So Prabha, Pauline and I had a great conversation talking about Hadoop, where it came from in terms of the web scale community, open source solution, obviously, and how it's integrating at this point into enterprise computing. I wanted to take a step back and talk about big data for a second. Obviously, big data is probably the biggest buzzword in enterprise computing today. How do we break that down from buzz to exactly what big data is all about? How do we define that at Intel?
Sure. So big data, like you say, it's a huge buzz, but the reality is it's been there for a very, very long time. And the neat thing today, I'm so glad I'm alive today to kind of see this evolution, is that, you know, we have tons of data being digitized across, you know, every single mode. You know, we have sensors out there, we have our smartphones, we have our computers, as well as our enterprise data. So there's tons of data coming. So if you talk to analysts, the way analysts define this is they define it in Vs, three Vs. Some have seven Vs, some have 10 Vs. But the three Vs kind of stand out to us: the variety of data, the different types of data, the social, the machine, the enterprise, you know, all this different variety of data that's available. And then the volume of data, the, you know, how fast it's coming, how fast we can actually analyze this data and, you know, get insight from it, and also the volume, the variety, and the velocity of it as well. So, you know, the three Vs is most analysts do that, and then there's the value, the fourth V that a lot of people also speak to it. And from an Intel perspective, we think this is a great opportunity. Companies, as well as individuals, can take this data and apply innovative technologies and be able to do so much more than they were able to do before. So we feel like we're in a great place to really help the innovation that's happening and also catalyze this movement that's happening out there.
So, you know, you spoke about the volume, velocity, value, variety. Mm-hmm. What's interesting to me is, you know, there's so many statistics about the amount of data that people create. I think I saw something about a four-hour HD movie created every day by a person in a few years, something like that, which is quite a bit of data. I liked Dottie's statement yesterday about, you know, you take pictures now with abandon and aren't counting down the 36 pieces of film that you have in that camera. You aren't as selective. And does anybody ever really erase those pictures? Probably not. But obviously, from an enterprise standpoint, there's new opportunities. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. From an enterprise standpoint, as we see big data analytics that have come from our, you know, our web tier companies, our IP data center type folks like the Googles and Facebooks of the world, What do we see an enterprise looking at this for, and how do they use all of these new forms of data to combine with their traditional analytics into something that's valuable?
Definitely. And so that's innovation is happening across the board, right? So people are using technologies such as Hadoop that came from Google and Yahoo and others, and they are marrying that or integrating that technology with their investment that they've already made into their data warehouses and the other analytics tools they have available within the enterprise. So we're seeing companies such as Oracle, IBM, and others are actually taking the newer technologies, the open source technologies, and integrating that into their other solutions and selling them as an integrated stack. Then we're seeing companies such as SAP and SAP HANA, for example, just announced public API. They're using public APIs to tie into social data. So now you're able to tie your customer relationship database with the social networks, what's happening on Facebook, Twitter, and others, and be able to very quickly, you know, see insights and take business actions on that. So everybody across the board is innovating around this, you know, and the great part is having some of this newer technology be open source has made it available to everybody. And so we're seeing both the proprietary side of things as well as the open source side of things kind of come together and provide, you know, new capabilities to enterprises out there.
I think we all know that big data analytics needs big processing power. And so Intel is obviously playing a fundamental role
here.
Sure. We play a big role in web scale computing. We play a big role in enterprise data analytics. I would assume we've got some plans for big data as well.
Most definitely. And actually, our portfolio of products that we have play a very, very significant role. So for example, Hadoop, which is a more scale-out model, many, many clusters, right? Many, many number of nodes that concurrently work to produce insight. Now, that runs really well on our E5 platform. You know, it's been optimized on it, and people see 2 to 3 times the the performance boost. And if they leverage the 10 gig Ethernet, as well as our NVM, non-volatile memory technologies, such as the SSDs that are in the marketplace, that performance is boosted even much further. On the enterprise side, a lot of the innovation is happening. They're using in-memory technology, the columnar databases and others, and such as SAP HANA, Oracle, the XF product family, etc. And that platform is, you know, our E7 platform has that large memory footprint. And so it's the optimal platform for those. And a lot of those, sell them in appliance model. Mm-hmm. And today in the marketplace, pretty much all of them are available exclusively utilizing the E7 platform.
So let's dig down into that a little bit, because you talked about something that is always interesting to me, which is large memory footprints and in-memory database data analytics. I think that this seems to be a growing segment of customers looking at actually keeping their data in memory for faster data analytics. What types of applications types of data sets do we see that apply to that? And what kind of customers are doing that today?
It's actually pretty much across the board. You know, there's like, for example, I gave you the example of SAP HANA, right? Mm-hmm. Their CRM platform tied with the social data. And they use the in-memory. When they launch SAP HANA, Intel and SAP worked together to develop that platform.
Mm-hmm.
And it leverages our in-memory technology. Most of it runs in memory. So what they do is they actually preload the entire database into the memory.
Mm-hmm.
And so what used to take hours to do, today takes milliseconds to do. And so very quickly, they're able to derive insight. It could be a large airline company, you know, that's able to take information that's happening out there and quickly change the pricing engine. It could be a company that's doing, like an HR, for example. You wouldn't think of HR as mission critical or something of that nature. But say you are an outsourcer or, you know, a staffing company.
Mm-hmm.
It plays a very critical role for there. And, you know, companies, you know, there are large companies in India that are do that, and they actually leverage that technology in order to quickly identify needs and candidates and be able to win the deals. You know, so it's not only that you can do things quickly, it's actually impacting your bottom line for businesses. Mm-hmm. They're able to be much more competitive and much more agile and be able to get business results because of these technologies that are available there.
When you look at this, obviously, this is a question I asked Pauline and I'll ask you as well. Mm-hmm. There's been so much attention in this space. I think that we're at the very beginning point in terms of an industry on being able to deliver these tools and capabilities to our broad customer base. What are you most excited about in terms of the changes that we're driving into our platforms that will really fundamentally change the way our customers use analytics to drive their businesses, or even to your point, individuals, to change the way that they look at information?
To me, on a personal angle, as a human, mm-hmm. I feel like the technology that we have, we're at the cusp of it, will actually help us live better mm-hmm. and, you know, impact where we are, the planet, the everything. I know it sounds kind of mushy and stuff, but, you know, it's just fundamental that it's an interesting analogy I heard. You take a goldfish and you put it in a little pond, it'll grow only so big. You put it in a bigger pond, it's going to grow infinitely. So the same story holds for big data. Big data is, as you see more and more data, you're able to drive more insight in it. You don't even know the human potential of what you can do. And to me, what's really exciting about Intel is that our company, in every part of our business, is aligned around it. We take from our, you know, our embedded group, our intelligence systems group, you know, they are creating fabulous new innovations around that to do really, really cool things all the way in the edge. And then we have our data center group. ISG is part of data center group, but, you know, our innovation around server, storage, network, everything to make it faster. And it's not just making faster, but it's also making it possible for a startup to do it mm-hmm. to a very large enterprise. It used to be you needed to have billions of dollars to do these kinds of things, but it's not true anymore. You know, so it's so great. And then our software and services group, all the innovation we're doing around that, optimizing, working with the ecosystem, as well as developing software and services that will really fuel the growth in here. So to me, I think this is the funnest time to be in this space, you know.
So probably one last question for you. When you look at big data from Intel, if folks are interested in learning more about what we have planned for big data, is there a place on the internet that you'd point them to find out more information?
Sure. So intel.com/big data, we actually have a corporate campaign and there's a lot of information available out there that they can go and find. And, you know, we're constantly updating. We're bringing other thought leaders and others to come talk about this space and see what's possible to do with these technologies. So, you know, it's constantly changing. So that'd be a great resource.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being on the program and enjoy the rest of your week at IDF.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. This was a pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.